You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible. Hey again, and welcome to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. On this episode, we're talking about Unit 21, Session 2, Jesus Taught in Nazareth.
Yes,
Karen,
he did.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, we are talking about that when Jesus taught, he was showing that he is the long-awaited Messiah who had come for all people.
Good addition there. Good mm-hmm. way to amplify that. So he's not just teaching just randomly. There's a point to it. And this teaching that we're looking at is really important because he is establishing his identity. Mm-hmm. He's the Messiah. He's using Isaiah, a messianic prophecy that he's referencing. And then the people are going to go nuts. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So let's talk about any areas needing caution, extra prep time, or just kind of attention. I'll start the first one, and this one probably you will, I imagine you might have some thoughts on it as well from mm-hmm. a preschool perspective.
Yeah.
This session is going to deal with or include the people wanting to hurt Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of his teaching, they don't like what he shares because basically he's saying God is the God of both Jew and Gentile. He cares about Gentiles, and he worked through Gentiles in the past. And they don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to hurt Jesus. And so we just need to be sensitive of that. Karen, is there anything from a preschool perspective when you have people wanting to hurt Jesus?
Well, again, I feel like I keep saying this, but I mean, it's helpful, I think, or I wouldn't keep saying it. But I think that it really it's how a lot in just how you portray it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, people did want to hurt Jesus. I mean, just, you know, if you're on Suggested Youth States, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about the crucifixion story where
they
people killed Jesus. Yeah. So we were really careful in how we worded it in the preschool story. We basically said when Jesus was done talking, the people were angry. They made Jesus leave Nazareth. They wanted to hurt Jesus, but Jesus walked away. So I would just keep it really matter of fact like that. If the kids raise a question about it, you know, you can cautiously go into it a little more. But I'm just thinking about the four-year-olds I teach. I don't think they're going to get too hung up on that.
No, and that's the nice thing is I also think we have to keep things in perspective. Karen, I affirm and I appreciate how you are saying this over and over again in our episodes.
Thanks.
That you have to – if you stress about something, it's going to come through.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. This is not the main point of the story.
For sure.
It's an important point, which is why we include it. It's in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But the main takeaway is not, hey, people wanted to hurt Jesus. The main takeaway is Jesus is the Messiah.
Exactly.
And he is the Messiah for all who trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
So that the hurting part is not the focus. So
yes.
Don't make it your focus.
Exactly.
And kids – or preschool, any age.
Yeah,
if you have,
sure.
you've kind of taken your eye off the ball here in this session.
Yeah, you need to kind of reorient your teaching. And that's why we provide the Leader Bible Study, you know, to help you focus on what's important and what we're going for. And
Okay. What other areas need some extra attention from preschool?
Well, I in our preschool leader guide, we have a fun activity. I think it's fun to browse biographies. Again, I really like these activities because I feel like a lot of curriculums overlook like reflective learners who kind of like to be independent and do their own thing. But I love this activity because it's a way to show that, you know, Jesus is different, you know, than anybody else. And so, again, I always say when we have extra books that we need, feel free to go to your library and check some out, but be sure to preview them ahead of time, you know, for inappropriate pictures or just content that doesn't align with a biblical worldview. I think this is also a really great opportunity to get on the radar, you know, some heroes of the faith, you know, people who, you know, like the George Muellers of the world, the Elizabeth Elliots, the Amy Carmichaels, you know, just for them to kind of see some other people that were, you know, that the Lord used in a great way, but they were not Jesus, and Jesus is better.
Yeah. Let me just echo this and encourage leaders who are going to do this activity. Also think in terms of diversity.
Yes.
One of the values that we have here at the Gospel Project is diversity, and I hope it's apparent in the artwork that we choose and so forth. We really believe strongly that God is the God of all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cherish, we value, we don't want to be blind to diversity. We want to celebrate it because God, it's part of his beautiful tapestry of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an opportunity for you. Be careful When you're selecting biographies and so forth, really try to include people of different ethnicities and so forth,
both
genders, male and female. Just, you know, it's a great opportunity. And it seems so subtle, but it matters.
Yeah.
And if the only time, you know, you're showing some examples of people, everybody looks the same, kids pick up on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, it's subtle, but they can. So mm-hmm. it's just a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, very good word. And then in the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide, there's an activity, making good news art, that requires the use of newspapers. You know, you may not get the newspaper anymore.
What is a newspaper?
But sadly, they're a really great craft thing. So maybe you want to swing by and pick one up. But if you are asked, you know, some people in your congregation, you know, it's always great to put the ask out on Facebook or, you know, in a church bulletin or something. Hey, we need some newspapers for craft. So, yeah.
Yeah, and when you do, again, another warning, just be careful that you choose sections that don't have anything inappropriate.
Yes, definitely.
In them, so,
yeah, you know. Say that. Thank you for covering that, Brian.
No worries.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything that stands out in this session that excites you about God potentially doing?
Yeah, I'm just excited about, you know, we talk so much about the Messiah all through the New Testament, and I love how Jesus, you know, not only is he the Messiah, he's telling everybody, hey, you know, this is about me. So I just love seeing anytime we cover a prophecy in the Old Testament and we see it fulfilled in the New Testament, I feel is so special.
Definitely.
God's working his plan.
Direct tie-in this session.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, again, would affirm the beauty of God being the Savior of all people. And that was Jesus' point. When he's teaching, everybody was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's teaching and they're like, oh, isn't this the carpenter's son? And it's kind of this their initial is they're open to him. It's a pleasing surprise.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about two examples where God worked with Gentiles in the Old Testament. And then they go nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they misunderstood. They thought at that point that God was just caring about Israel.
Yeah.
And they failed to understand that, no, Jesus came for all people, starting with Israel, but then going on to all the nations.
Yeah.
And so this is, again, it's a great opportunity for us to affirm that with our kids, that Jesus is the Savior of everybody, no matter how much or how little melanin one might have in their skin,
for sure. Mm-hmm.
No matter what language they speak, no matter, you know, their socioeconomic level, all these things are meaningless. There are basically two type of people in the world, the regenerate and unregenerate.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And God's mission is to bring the unregenerate to become regenerate in Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anything else that you wanted?
That's it.
All right. Let's wrap it up there then. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.